Okay, back here at the Xcel Energy Center, Dick Newman and Danny Lee. And as far as we're concerned, the people that we are covering, the 2019 state tournament is in the books. This is how it went. In no particular order, I put some things down here, but we'll start with Minnesota at 120 pounds, freshman Kate Wozinski. Parents are Nathan and Katie. Kate won his first match 13-6 over Hunter Mondor from Benson. He lost by fall in the next match to Trevor Jancy from Black Duck Cass Lake Bina, and then lost 7-3 to Zach Hare from Breckenridge. Out of the tournament, did not place, one win and two losses. Ended the season with a 22-17 record. Well, he was in the States, and he's got three more years to go, so what a good learning experience for him.
And then at 138 pounds, Blake Reese, a junior, parents are Chad and Mariah. He won by a fall in his first match over Jake Mortensen in the time period of 138, moved on in the next round, lost a close one, 5-3 to Mark Berenek of St. Charles, and then lost his third match, his second loss, but his third match he lost 4-3 to Luke Pulaski of Aiken, and so he did not place, ended up being 1-2, but he is underclassman again, junior, and he ended up with a final season record of 32-14.
Yeah, and he'll be back. Then at 160, Cole Van Overbeck, a senior, Mark and Kathy are his parents. He won a 2-1 nail biter over Ethan Colvez from Caledonia, Houston. He won 6-4 in overtime over Caleb Kelvacura from Badger Greenbush, Middle River, and lost by fall at 338 to Austin Hannon from Kimball. He ended up with 1-2 in the tournament, did not place in the tournament. He had been in the state tournament 1 year before, and three times state entry, and his leadership will be missed by the Vikings, no question about it. But well over 100 wins in his career, and end of the season with a 35-8 record.
At 113, Eric Carrasco, a sophomore, his parents Carlos and Paula won his first match 16-12 over Christian Pater of Black Duck, and then lost his next round 7-2 to Derek Steele of Sibley East. Come back, won his next match 2-0 over Bowden Simon of Monomedi, and then lost a close match 6-3 to Cale Bartles of Chatfield. So he did not place either. Ended up 2-2 at the state tournament. Just a sophomore, so he's got a very good chance of coming back, and ended up his season with a 33-9 record.
Okay. Then we go up to 132 pounds, Teddy Pesch, a senior, three times in the state tournament. His parents are JD and Paula. In his first match, he lost a fall at the 5:35.37 mark to Taylor Dufresne from Dover Eota. Then he won 6-1 over in the wrestlebacks over Logan Chesky from Otter Tails Central. He won 4-3 over Hayden Strom from ACGC. He lost 3-1 to Derek Ellingson from Tracy Milroy Belton, and then he won 9-4 decision over Carter Sorensen from Boston Bagley. So he ended up in fifth place, and he had three wins and two losses, and ended the year with a 41-7 record for fifth place for second year in a row. and well over 100 wins in his career, and ended his senior year with a win. Not too many people can say that.
No.
And a 41-7 record. And his leadership, and you've heard that name, Teddy Pesch, for many years on that Mendiola lineup. So he'll be greatly missed.
At 170 pounds, Sean Bicey, also another one of their seniors, a three-time state entrant. His parents are David and Joy. Started off the tournament with a 5-3 win over Dylan Fisher of New York Mills, then lost 7-0 to Caleb O'Reilly of Goodhue. Come back, 115-0 over Ryan Teckenhaugen, a junior from Howard Lake, Waverly-Winsted. Then won a 5-4 decision over Matthew Zeibel of Perham. Then lost 10-4 to Colton Crow of Westfield. Lost 2-1 to Ian Frenzel of Black Duck. So he placed in, he ended up in sixth place. And another one of their seniors that will be out of their lineup next year, but probably greatly missed, and had a heck of a career for Mineota.
Yeah, and he wrestled six times down here.
Yeah.
2 days.
Right.
So he was busy. And then the three wrestlers from Canby. First off, Josh Steffen, just a sophomore. Doug and Betty are his folks. He lost by fall in 33 seconds to Michael Nelson from Dover Eota. He lost a 6-3 decision to Dale.
Dan, I think.
Dan. Erlosen from Breckenridge. So he was 0-2. He did not place. Good experience once again for a sophomore. Ended his sophomore year with a 24-10 record. He'll be back for his junior and senior year, one of the leaders.
Another one of their underclassmen, Shane Noyes, at 220 pounds. His parents are Tom and Becky. Lost 5-3 to Luke Tweeden of Frazee, and then lost by fall at 336 to Nick McCabe of Caledonia Houston, and so he did not place either, but just a sophomore, so he'll be back. Great experience again.
And ended his sophomore year with a 20-11 season. We remarked that the second round was a kind of a bad round, but in order to get two matches or more, if you lose that first match, the guy that beat you has to win, and all these people have at least two matches.
Got to wrestle again. So
And today was a much better day, win-loss-wise, anyway. And then, finally, for Canby, two-time state champ, congratulations to him, Gene Kindop, a senior. He was a champion at 170 last year, now a champion at 182 pounds. Justin and Lynn are his folks. He won by fall yesterday at the 314 mark over Dylan Stewart from Benson. He won by a major decision of 11-0 over Mason Schmid, a junior from Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. He won 3-2 over Logan Wendt, a junior from St. Charles, and in the finals, won also 3-2 over Trevor Eastfield from Tracy Milroy Ballaton, a repeat from the Section 3A championship match, same score, except this time in regulation versus overtime. Two-time state champ, ended with 120 career wins and ended his senior year on a very high note, winning his last match of his career, and a state champ, 37-2. And
yeah, congratulations. Goes all two-time state champ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and certainly he'll be missed. And then we'll take the one United wrestler.
One more back. There we go.
Trevor Johnson. Ryan and Dana are his folks. Just a sophomore. Second trip to the state tournament. In his first match, he won a fall in 48 seconds over Tyler Harms. Skyteo from Carlton Esco Bouquet. He lost to the runner-up, I believe, in the state, 9-0 to Bryce Fitzpatrick from Ottomini. He won 18-13 in a match over Noah Hollerin from Dasso Fukino. He won a major decision of 10-2 over Jacob Schmid from Orono, a sophomore. He lost a heartbreaking 4-2 loss to Carter Entreter from Watertown Mayor Lutheran, and won the fifth place match 13-8 over David Platt from Hibbing. 4-2 in the tournament, fifth place in the state. He's got two more years, and I know his goal all season long was to place, get to the state and then place, and he reached that goal, and we talked about that after his victory there, that you have to reset your goals now, but
and he will.
So any final comments there, Danny?
No, kids wrestle well. Sorry about a couple of mishaps we had, but it got to be a zoo yesterday when they started moving matches around. We try to cover it the best we can. A lot of guys were talking about the same thing, so even some of the coaches, they said, we talked to one coach, he said, I was walking in after we got our awards, and we come into the back door, kid was dressed and ready to go, but he was two matches away, and they didn't even realize it. So, I mean, even the coaches got a little, it got a little wild, but we got through it, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the coverage.
Yeah. And once again, want to thank all the people that make these broadcasts possible. Certainly go into their place of business or pat them on the back and give them some business and tell them thanks for sponsoring high school sports. I want to thank Maynard and Paul running the board, and Kathy most of the day today back at the studio. And she was running back and forth from wrestling to basketball. And the beauty of a small town radio station to cover these kids, and they enjoy it. All their relatives enjoy it. There's people wintering in the warm weather, and they're listening to this stuff as well. And that's their way of keeping up with,
or even watching it.
Or watching it, yeah, for sure, with technology. So that about wraps it up for us for another year. And Danny, I want to thank you for helping out and doing a great job. And once again, for the 10 wrestlers that we covered, we had five of them that medaled.
Five medals.
Three fifths, and a champion. So a great job by all the participants today, the last 2 days. So for Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman and Danny Lee reporting. Good night, everyone.
This is Jesse Diggins, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Norm's Machinery Repair, Farmers Co-op Association, Madison Bottling Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Heartland Eye Care, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Dawson Truck Parts, Doug Service and Marine, Canby Co-op Credit Union, First Security Bank of Canby, Cockleland Construction, Larson Brothers Concrete. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Olson Dray Service, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Lee Motor Company, State Bank of Taunton, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Ludvigson Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, B&B Electrical Contractors, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Jennie O Turkey Store, Grandview Farms. Thanks for joining us for state wrestling coverage here on 92.1 FM.